Ovo je test razumijevanja oslušanog teksta iz stranog jezika. Sastoji se od dva zadatka. Svaki snimak slušat ćete dva puta. Imaćete dovoljno vremena da pročitate pitanja prije nego što čujete tekst i da provjerite svoje odgovore. Dok slušate, možete upisivati svoje odgovore u test knjižicu. Poslije slušanja imaćete dovoljno vremena da provjerite svoje odgovore. Prvi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
You chose to do law at university,
yeah.
In Sussex.
You know, I'd gone down this odd academic route, which wasn't really my intention, but I had two elder brothers who'd studied law, and I noticed that they had both had jobs, both seemed to be reasonably happy, so I ticked that box. Wasn't something I really wanted to do, and it never suited me. I kind of, in my heart of heart, I knew it didn't really. On the first day when I was at Sussex University, there was a little card saying, "Welcome, all the law students are having a drink tonight somewhere," whatever. So I went down there, and I thought the appropriate dress would be my Middlesbrough football shirt and a Levi jacket. That seemed about the right way to pitch myself.
Yeah.
But when I got there, they were all in black tie and so on, and I instantly thought, This probably isn't going to be for me. So throughout my entire 3 years at Sussex, I never spoke to another law student. So there you go.
How is that possible, spending 3 years there? We just
talked in tutorials and so on, but as soon as they finished, I was away back to my room to listen to my records. I did pass my exams in the end, became a solicitor and joined a firm in Peckham where there was a lot of cockroach infestation in the high-rises. I was aware that there was something legally that could be done about it using the Public Health Act. So in that particular borough, I was the first one to take them to court using the Public Health Act. I was on the front of the local paper. There was a picture of me as the Cockroach King.
Wow.
And I was right proud.
You must have been pleased.
I thought I'd made it, yeah. King of the cockroaches.
Poslušajte ponovo.
You chose to do law at university.
Yeah.
In Sussex.
You know, I'd gone down this odd academic route, which wasn't really my intention, but I had two elder brothers who'd studied law, and I noticed that they had both had jobs, both seemed to be reasonably happy, so I ticked that box. Wasn't something I really wanted to do. And it never suited me. I kind of, in my heart of heart, I knew it didn't really. On the first day when I was at Sussex University, there was a little card saying, "Welcome, all the law students are having a drink tonight somewhere," whatever. So I went down there, and I thought the appropriate dress would be my Middlesbrough football shirt and a Levi jacket. That seemed about the right way to pitch myself.
Yeah.
But when I got there, they were all in black tie and so on. And I instantly thought, This probably isn't going to be for me. So throughout my entire 3 years at Sussex, I never spoke to another law student. So there you
go. How is that possible, spending 3 years there? We just
talked in tutorials and so on, but as soon as they finished, I was away back to my room to listen to my records. I did pass my exams in the end, became a solicitor and joined a firm in Peckham where there was a lot of cockroach infestation in the high-rises. I was aware that there was something legally that could be done about it using the Public Health Act. So in that particular borough, I was the first one to take them to court using the Public Health Act. I was on the front of the local paper. There was a picture of me as the Cockroach King.
Wow.
And I was right proud.
You must have been pleased.
I thought I'd made it, yeah. King of the cockroaches.
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj prvog zadatka. Drugi zadatak. Pročitajte pitanja.
Deshaun Charles Winslow joins us now. He has a new novel, his debut, in West Mills. Deshaun, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the setting for your novel, West Mills, and why you included it in the title.
West Mills is based on a real town called South Mills, North Carolina, and it's the town where my mother and her siblings were born and raised. And it's a very special town to me, even though I grew up in the neighboring city of Elizabeth City. And I thought that naming the book after the fictional town would be the right choice because the characters leave, they come back. Most of the novel happens there in the town. The town is almost a character. And so that's why I wanted to go with that title.
Why is that town special to you, the fictional town on which it's based?
The fictional town is special because the sense of community there is very, very strong because the population was small. I think it's still about the same, maybe 1,000 people now.
Oh, very small.
Very small. And that sense of community just was always special to me.
You were inspired to write this book, you've said, by the death of your father, which prompted you to look into family history.
Right.
How much of your family history did you know before you started to do that research?
I knew the names of, like, my great-grandparents and great-aunts and that sort of thing. But I had to do my own research, genealogy, to go deeper and to find out where we had come from, which turns out to have been North Carolina.
You were there how long?
As far back as I was able to trace, the early 1800s.
Wow.
Everyone had been born there, if documents were correct.
Was the research difficult? Were there holes missing?
Surprisingly, not a lot. I mean, it did reach a point where, because in that county, well, both of my parents were from different counties, mm-hmm. and one county went back a little further than the other. So I did hit a point where I couldn't go any further. But I didn't really find many holes. I kind of thought I would. It was pretty streamlined.
Did you begin that family history research because of not knowing your father that well or not knowing that much about him?
Well, I knew my father. He was, you know, he and my mother raised me, but I didn't know much about his lineage mm-hmm. other than his parents and his grandparents. That was it. And so, again, was just curious about had we all been born in North Carolina? Had anyone come from maybe the Caribbean at some point?
Poslušajte ponovo.
Deshaun Charles Winslow joins us now. He has a new novel, his debut, in West Mills. Deshaun, thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about the setting for your novel, West Mills, and why you included it in the title.
West Mills is based on a real town called South Mills, North Carolina, and it's the town where my mother and her siblings were born and raised. And it's a very special town to me, even though I grew up in the neighboring city of Elizabeth City. And I thought that naming the book after the fictional town would be the right choice because the characters leave, they come back. Most of the novel happens there in the town. The town is almost a character. And so that's why I wanted to go with that title.
Why is that town special to you, the fictional town on which it's based?
The fictional town is special because the sense of community there is very, very strong because the population was small. I think it's still about the same, maybe 1,000 people now.
Oh, very small.
Very small. And that sense of community just was always special to me.
You were inspired to write this book, you've said, by the death of your father, which prompted you to look into family history.
Right.
How much of your family history did you know before you started to do that research?
I knew the names of, like, my great-grandparents and great-aunts and that sort of thing. But I had to do my own research, genealogy, to go deeper and to find out where we had come from, which turns out to have been North Carolina.
You were there how long?
As far back as I was able to trace, the early 1800s.
Wow.
Everyone had been born there, if documents were correct.
Was the research difficult? Were there holes missing?
Surprisingly, not a lot. I mean, it did reach a point where, because in that county, well, both of my parents were from different counties, mm-hmm. and one county went back a little further than the other. So I did hit a point where I couldn't go any further. But I didn't really find many holes. I kind of thought I would. It was pretty streamlined.
Did you begin that family history research because of not knowing your father that well or not knowing that much about him?
Well, I knew my father. He was, you know, he and my mother raised me, but I didn't know much about his lineage mm-hmm. other than his parents and his grandparents. That was it. And so, again, was just curious about had we all been born in North Carolina? Had anyone come from maybe the Caribbean at some point?
Molimo, provjerite svoje odgovore. Ovo je kraj drugog zadatka. Molimo, prenesite svoje odgovore na list za odgovore. Ovo je kraj testa razumijevanja odslušanog teksta.